Yes, Seattle.
I'm calling from the glass store. One of your boys broke the window out, and I just need you guys to, like, stop it.
Did you say what?
I spent the entire morning sweeping up broken glass and broken mirrors here at the glass store.
What do you want me to do about it?
Well, you know, just knock it off, first of all, and then if this happens again, we're going to have to, like, get police involved. You know,
you say who broke your window?
You guys did. You guys are towing windows out or something. You like put the crane through the window. I had to spend the entire morning sweeping up broken glass from y'all's truck.
From my truck?
Yeah, they're towing windows out of here for some reason.
I don't even know what are you talking about.
You know, windows, like glass?
I know glass.
Yeah. Well, you need to quit it. You need to be more careful next time with, you know, getting it going.
I'm getting it going what?
Well, you're towing windows out my building, and I don't think that's even legal to be doing that.
First of all, where are you at?
I'm down the street from y'all. I'm calling from the glass store.
You are down the street from me, and
yeah,
you're calling
Western.
From the glass store.
Yeah, I'm calling from the glass store.
And then you say one of my guys.
Yeah.
Tore a window in there.
Yeah, towing out the windows or something. I don't know. I just seen a crane pop through a window and just, you know, knock over. I have 30-foot mirrors in here, and they're all broken now.
And then who do you mean to call?
A towing company. You, JC Auto Towing.
What towing company? And then how did we broke your window?
You broke it. You just, you know, you broke it.
How did I
broke it?
Okay, tell me, how did I broke it?
Did someone ask for a window to be towed out of there or something?
Nope.
Then why did it happen?
Here's what I want to know. I want you to tell me how did that happen, because I don't know what
you're
talking about.
Do we have to pay you, like, protection money? Is that what's going on here? Do we have to, like, are you trying to run a racket?
What?
How much money do you want for it to not happen again? I'll pay it.
How much money I want for that to not happen?
Look, man, I get what you're doing here, and I get it. I just, you know, you want, how much do you want a week or a month? Yeah, I'm new to the whole being extorted business, but I could give you like $500 a week.
And what are you needing for me? You're
going to
give me $500
a week? For you not to break my
week.
Windows and mirrors. Oh, you're asking for more? $1,000. But that's it. I can't go anymore.
You're super nice. You're paying me to not break your windows?
Yeah.
I keep breaking them.
Well, you know, just stop breaking my windows here.
I would just keep breaking them.
Look, dude, I get that you're in line with the police and everything, that everyone's in your pocket here, but I just need you to stop it. I'll pay you $1,000 a week, but that's it. I can't go any higher.
That's not enough for me to know to do that.
How much do you want?
I want you to fucking quit calling me, because I don't know what you're talking about. That's what I want.
You broke my mirrors. You broke my windows. You broke my glass. That's my livelihood here.
I broke your window.
Yeah.
What?
I seen a toe, a crane arm, coming through my window, knocking my mirrors over.
I think you just dream.
It just, you know, don't do it. Please. Okay? Are we good here? Like, if I made you mad or something, you know, I spent the entire morning sweeping up broken glass. All right, I love you. Bye.